Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Chaf Dalad, and we are on Chaf Gimel Amid Beis on the bottom line, Amar of Masna. So the Charedim and the other Achronim even have an extra Girsa. This Rav Masna says that makes a comment about a Mishnah in Meseches Megillah, and some have the Girsa. Where the Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah, you see in the Shinui Neschos, Taman Taninon, we learned in the Mishnah Megillah, Hakol Kshirin, Likros is a Megillah, Chutz Mecharishot Vekatan. We added an extra Girsa. Remember, I forgot to mention, these Shirim are sponsored, Leilu Nishmas, the parents of Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Chil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Bar Ablei Basriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleh Mashalom, we thank them for the sponsorship. So again, back to our discussion. We're talking about the Mishnah that tells us Hishmiel La'azno or Lo Hishmiel La'azno. Do you have to hear what you say when you say Kriyashma? So what about other areas of Halacha? What about Mikra Megillah? So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Megillah, Taman Taninan, we add in the Girsa, Hakol Kshir and Likros is a Megillah, Chuzmi, Cheresh Odevakatan. A Cheresh, one of the three, Cheresh Odevakatan, a Cheresh we assume here is talking about a deaf person who cannot hear himself. So the Mishnah says that a Cheresh cannot read it. So who is that going according to? Well, our Mishnah says, if you read the Shema V'lo Shmi Alas, no Machlokas. Matanakama says Yatzah, Rabbi Yossi says Lo Yatzah. So if that Mishnah in Megillah says Lo Yatzah, right, Cheresh Odevakatan, what is not Yotzeh? So Amar of Masna, now where we have the Girsa, Rabbi Yossi, it must be that Mishnah is assuming is following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, which is a little troubling because that Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, which follows Rabbi Yossi, and our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, which is against, meaning the Tanakama, which is a Stam Shita, is Yatzah. So that's a little tricky, which the Gemara is going to talk about. But we continue. Amar Rabbi Yossi, this Rabbi Yossi is about to talk about Rabbi Yossi. This Rabbi Yossi is the Amora Rabbi Yossi, right? The Charedim has the Girsa Amar Rabbi Yassa, Yud Yud Samach Aleph. But the Pnei Moshe has Amar Rabbi Yossi, who Rabbi Yossi Amora, the Haishas. It's the Rabbi Yossi of the Amora in Yerushalmi. Ulefamim Koreos Rabbi Yosef, Kidamash Abakamoduchti. Sometimes he's called Rabbi Yosef. But either way, it's an Amora. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Havinan Sovereign Meimar, we would have thought to say, I would have said, Ma Pligin Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi. I would have thought, what's the Machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi? Bishma. That's limited to Kriya Shema. Dechsiv ba Shema. Because it says Shema, as the Gemara Darshins in the Bavli. Shema, Shema, right? You have to hear. Your ear should hear what you should say. But it's Dafka by Shema. Dechsiv be Shema. Hashar kala mitzvahs lo. But I would have thought by other mitzvahs, there is no requirement of hearing what you say. As long as you verbalize the words and maybe say it in an undertone, even if you don't hear it. Min demar, Rav Masna, Rav Yossi, but once Rav Masna came along and said as Rav Yossi, that Mishnah in Megillah is following Rav Yossi's opinion. Havi hishma, he sharkala mitzvahs. So I learned that it's not just a din in Shema. Maybe Shema is megala to us, that it should apply to other mitzvahs. This could be against the previous line in the Brisa that we had, the Gemara mentions that Mishnah about that Brisa about tefillah is only according to Rabbi Yossi, right? Is even according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi who says Kriya Shema is a problem would say tefillah is okay, but maybe this line Rav Chisda, Rav Masna would be against that because he would say even by tefillah Rabbi Yossi would require it. It is interesting to think about the din of Hashma ala aznav. Like what is the ultimate purpose of that? Is that by definition? If you say it's a dinli ikuva by all contexts, so maybe it's definitional. What do you call dibur? Dibur doesn't just mean enunciating or verbalizing, but even hearing it. It's a shir in the dibur. It's not called dibur unless you are mashmi ala aznav. That could be one way. The other way to say it is that maybe it's just a lachadchila. If you say it's just a lachadchila, why is that? Maybe it's good for kavana. It's good kavana. When we say it a little louder, we have more kavana. And therefore, maybe that's the reason for Hashma Laza Lachadchila. Interesting story they say over from Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, right? He was always makpid to have someone there when he made a bracha. He was makpid. Makpid to have someone there. Maybe because, based on this, that because if you know you're saying it out loud and you know, especially if somebody else is listening, you're going to say it with better kavana. So they say a story that one time he was late at night and he was learning in the Beis Medrash and he was all alone and nobody was there and he was very thirsty and he wanted a drink, but he didn't take a drink because he had this Kabbalah. And all of a sudden, one of his Talmidim walked in at midnight and he's like, oh, thank you so much for coming. Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nehi B'Varo. And he makes a bracha and he says, Amen, good. The next morning, the Reb Chaim Elazar goes over to the Talmud and says, you know, thank you so much. I wanted to say, you know, thanks that you came by. He says, I didn't come by. I was sleeping. I went to sleep early last night. He says, no, what do you mean? You came by at 12 o'clock. You came by. You said, I'll meet to my bracha. So he said, no, I didn't. I slept the whole night. And Reb Chaim Elazar realized that really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sent a malach dressed up like this Talmud in order for him to be able to take a drink, to say a bracha. But from then on, he had karas hatov for that Talmud. Why? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that Talmud to dress up like, so it must be that that Talmud is something special, like Harvona. Vagam Harvona zachur latov. Even though, what did Harvona do? But if Eliyahu HaNavi, you know, chose Harvona to dress up like, so then it must be that something is, about Harvona is appropriate. But that might be another reason why Hashmala Aznav, not just a Hagdara by definition of Dibor, which might make it Likuva, is also a Lachachil of having better Kavana. But, says the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Yossi. What's the source for Rabbi Yossi? If Rabbi Yossi is a general din and not just Shema, Vaha'azanta l'mitzvosav, which the Pashup shot obviously is just listening to my mitzvahs. But we darshan from there, Yishmu Aznecha Mashapicha Medaber. Right? Your ears should hear what your mouth says. Right, and that's the makar. The Bavli in Daf Tezvav and Brachas has a different makar, Haskes Ushma Yisrael, different makar, but it's based on a pasuk, a gzeras hakasuv. So that's the din, that's the understanding that Rabbi Yossi would say it across the board, not just by Shema, but also by Mikra Megillah, and therefore that Mishnah in Megillah that says, not Yotze, anybody can read it except for Chereshot Vakantan must be following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara now, Amarev Chizda, less Kan Cheresh. Rav Chisda says, Les Kan Cheresh. What does that mean? Take out Cheresh from the Mishnah in Megillah. It's a wrong Gersa. Take it out. It should say just Chereshota, and Cheresh is Derech Agav. Hashigras Lashon Himasnisa. Because often in Shas, those three go together. Chereshot Vakatan, that's why Cheresh is there. But really, Cheresh doesn't belong there. Why? Because that's a Stam Mishnah, and as the Haredim says, we don't want to have two Stam Mishnahs going against each other, and if our Stam Mishnah, in Maseches Brachos, says that HaKorei Shema V'lo Hishmiya La'azno Yatza, or the Tanakama, which is the Stam, says Yatza, so we want to have that Mishnah Megillah following the same opinion. And therefore, if it would say Cheresh in there, that would have to be like Rabbi Yossi's opinion. But we don't want to put the two stomachs together, and therefore, we take out that girsa of Cheresh in that Mishnah in Megillah. How did it become a mistake? Again, because of the Shigra Delishna, like the Haredim says, V'tam de Mishabesh HaMishnah de Megillah, ki hechi de lo tikshi, stomach de kriyashma, de thavla, shbiel ozno yatza, a stomach de Megillah. We'd rather not have two stomachs that argue with each other, so we'd rather take out the girsa and say that word is only there, Ashigra Delishna. Period. Amar Rabbi Yossi, again, the Amora, Rabbi Yossi says, even though this is true, even though you edited that Mishnah in Megillah, in order to say that Mishnah in Megillah is like the Rabbanan Shita, and therefore both stams are the same, Mistavra de Yodi, Rav Chisda Betrumos, de Hira de Rabbi Yossi. But the first Mishnah in Trumas, you're not going to edit out. And that's going to have to be like Rav Yossi, even though it is a Stam Mishnah, as we're going to explain, because it's not mefurish like Rav Yossi there. It's just that it seems to be like Rav Yossi, but it could also fit into the Rabbanan and just would have an extra line. But having an extra line, which makes it then point to be like Rav Yossi and not like the Rabbanan, is not enough of a strong Stam to argue with the Stam in our brachas. What are we talking about? So let's start with the beginning. The Mishnah says in Maseches Trumas, the first Mishnah in Maseches Trumas, Chamisha Le'itromu, five people cannot take off Truma. V'im Tarmu Ein Trumas and Truma. And if they do take off Truma, their Hafrasha is not a Hafrasha. These five people are assumed to be people who do not have Das. So they can't do a Hafrasha. A Cheresh. Cheresh there means a deaf mute. And a deaf mute in the days of old especially, were thought to be lav b'nei das. There's a big tshuva in the Achronim, the, you know, the Behuda and others about what about bizman hazeh over the past couple hundred years when we could communicate with deaf mutes and we see they have some das. That's a big discussion. Cheresh shote katan torim es she'enu shelo. If somebody is torim something that's not there, is a nachri and a non-Jew. So all of those people cannot take off truma, hafrasha truma, and if they do, it's no good. Ein truma so truma. But if you look in the a couple of Mishnayos later, the Mishnah says that Chamisha lo yitromu v'im tarmu trumas and truma. Right? If five people shouldn't take off truma, and if they did, their truma is truma. Ilem, Shikar, Arom, Suma, Balkeri. These five shouldn't take off Truma because they can't say a bracha. Ilem, somebody who's a mute. Shikar, drunk. Arom, naked. Suma, blind. But if they take off Truma San Truma, their Truma Bidi Eved is Truma. So that's background. Those are the two Mishnayos that we're going to talk about. So says Rav Yossi, Mistavra, Mistama, that Rav Chisda, who changed the Girsa of the Mishnah in Megillah, would agree here, Betrumos, Dehi Rav Yossi. Meaning, this, the last line, says the Charedim, Seifa de Masnisan de Trumas, right? The Seifa of that Mishnah, Ve'im Tarmu, Trumasan Truma, that line, Parishna Leo de Lonitzcha El Reb Yossi, and that line would only be needed for Reb Yossi's opinion, because according to the Rabbanan who say you never need Hashma Allah Aznav, right? Even here, by Kriyashma, it says Yatza, so then why would we need a separate line to tell me that when it comes to Hafrashas Truma, that b'di'eved, it would be okay. It would be okay if somebody is not mashmia la'aznav. But for Rabbi Yossi, it would be needed, because maybe Rabbi Yossi would say there that it's no good even b'di'eved. V'im Kain continues the Charedim, Kasha Astama Deshma. Right, it'll be a problem because our Mishnah, again, as we said in Brachas right here, the Stam is like the Rabbanan. And that Mishnah in Trumas, the Stam is like Rabbi Yossi, because that last line is not needed for the Rabbanan. Right, V'im Tarmu Trumas and Trumas. It's only needed for Rabbi Yossi. Right, but Elavadi Rabbi Yossi Nishnas Lotzarach. V'lo Kasha Midi, but still, it's not as much of a problem against Stam against the Stam. The Stama Astama Lo Akshinan. I'm reading the Charedim, Ela Kishashone Hadar Behadia. When are two stams problematic? Where there's an explicit contradiction. Velo Kishatavina Davar Miitur. Not when you understand something just from an extra line. So here, that Mishnah in Megillah just has an extra line according to the Rabbanan. It's not against the Rabbanan. It's okay, Bidyevet Trumasan Truma, even if you didn't say the words, if you didn't verbalize it and hear it. Hashma La Aznav. So that's why we think it's Rabbi Yossi. But it's not Mefurish against the Rabbanan, but that's where Rabbi Yossi says he thinks that that Mishnah in Trumas would be following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rav Chisda, and then we have a statement from Rav Chisda that it's Beferish, the Rabbi Yossi, that it is Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi barbun, al karchach itmar dihid Rabbi Yossi. For sure it has to be like Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Why? Why does it have to be like Rabbi Yossi? Why does that Mishnah? This is the third point. Rabbi Yossi says, Mistama, he doesn't argue. Rav Chisda says that Mishnah in Trumas would be like Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Because it's not Mefurish, it's only from the Yitur. Then the Gemara quotes the statement of Rav Chisda that he says it's Beferish. And now Rabbi Yossi Barbun says, based on the context of that parak, based on the two Mishnayos that we already read, it seems like it has to be like Rabbi Yossi. Al karchach itmar dehid Rabbi Yossi. Why? De tanina, because we learned in the first Mishnah there, chamishtoi kadmaisa velo tanita imahen, the first five that we said, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the first five that if they're Torim, they can't be Torim, and if they're a Torim, ain't Truma, so Truma. And that's chere, shote, katan, that chere, which is they're talking about a deaf mute, right? Term shede shalo, nachri. And then we have the Mishnah later on that talks about Mishnah Perek, Mishnah Dalet or Mishnah Vav, depending on your count. Chamisha lo yitramu vim tarmu trumasa truma. Ilem shikar arim suma v'chulu. So we never have in any of these this either list, right? Our case is not mentioned, right? The cheresh that is someone who can talk, but he can't hear. Imisham, so the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Titanina Chamisha, Chum Kadmasai, Velo Tanita Imahen. The R case is not mentioned in the first five. Imisham de Intrumasan Truma, Viha Tanina Chamisha Achranaisa, Velo Tanita Imahen. And if you want to say it's not in the first five, because Bidiyavid, it would be okay, but it's not in the second five either. So why isn't our case of someone who could talk, but he can't hear, meaning someone who's not Mashmiel Aznav, why isn't he on the list in Mishnayos and Trumos? Because it must be that it's like Rabbi Yossi, and because it has to be Dover Ba'api Nafsha. If that Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, then it's like Rabbi Yossi, so we don't want to put it along with the other people on the list. See the Pnei Moshe. Al Karachach Taimed Dabar Ve'eno Shomea De Rabbi Yossi U'mishamachi Loktani La Imhani Chumsha Achranaisa. That's why it's not mentioned with the other five. Ta'akamash Balanatana Dahai Dina Hamadabar Ve'eno Shomea Rabbi Yossi. We don't want to put it with the others, because the others, even the Rabbanan would agree to. And this is only Rabbi Yossi. Demo debat b'di'eved yasa. Who would admit that b'di'eved yotzei? Di'avitani. im hani chamisha achronim, if he would be put with the other ones that are b'diavad okay, like ilem shikar arum suma, so then I would have thought that that's according to everybody. Havamina tahaiti nekreb Yehuda asya, b'sfira le delacharchila lo kemo b'inach. I would have thought even Rabbi Yehuda would say lachadchila they shouldn't do it, but no, we don't want to say that. Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, even lachadchila they can. Hilka chudatani ba'anfei nafsha lashmina da'ay dina k'Rab Yosi umodaval in yidiyevet. So it must be that's Rabbi Yosi shita, and Rabbi Yosi agrees bidiyevet. So 3 points in the Gemara, how we know that those Mishnayos and Trumos are following Rabbi Yosi's opinion, either because Rabbi Yossi says it makes sense because of the extra line, you wouldn't need it. Rav Chisda said it beferish. And three, it's not on either one of those lists. And that's why, but again, it's not mefurish against the Rabbanan, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem of stama astama. The mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma is a fascinating mitzvah to discuss. Maybe we'll just touch on it. The Rambam, it is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, say, daraisa of Hafrashas Truma. So the Rambam quotes in mitzvah Kuf Chavav, Shetzivanu Lahotzi Truma Gedola, Rashis Degancha Titein Lo. And Tzivanu Lahotzi HaMaiser Mitzemach Haaretz, right? Maiser, that's in Kuf Chav Zayin. Kuf Chav Ches, Tzivanu Lahotzi Maiser Sheni, right? All of the Mishnayos, they're counted as a separate mitzvah, say, daraisa, and the Chinuch follows suit, Tav Kuf Zayin, in Parsha Shofta. What's the problem? The Ramban. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shorish Shneimasar, in the 12th Shorish, the Ramban says, why does the Rambam only count one mitzvah, right, of Hafrasha? What about Nesina? Hafrasha and Nesina, aren't those two ideas? And therefore you should have Hafrasha's Truma. If you do Hafrasha, then you're misaking your kri. You could eat it now. It's no longer Tevel, but you didn't do the mitzvah yet if you never give it to the Kohen. Right? So there's a difference between Hafrasha and Nesina. So the Ramban writes in the Shefer HaMitzvahs, Yesh chiluk ki bedvar matov lim shtei mitzvahs bevadai. Right, it's two mitzvos. If you never give it to the Kohen, you just did the Hafrasha. You didn't do the Nesina. And says the Ramban, what's my raya? My raya is bracha. Because we make a bracha on the hafrasha. Make a bracha on the hafrasha. How can you make a bracha if you didn't do the mitzvah yet? If the bracha is only the hafrasha and the nesina, so how is it that you'd be able to make a bracha? V'ilu haya mitzvah aleinu, says the Ramban. V'ilu haya mitzvah aleinu ha-nesina l'kohen mi-pazak gracious d'gan chati roshcha v'yitzarecha titein lo bilvad lo ha-yigozrim aleinu l'varech b'shas hafrasha min ha-klal ha-masr lanu. We know from the Gemara Maseches Menachos, Daf Mem Beis, kol mitzvah shasiyase einu gemar malacha. If you're not at the final stage of the mitzvah, then you don't make a bracha, like writing tefillin and writing and cutting off the shofar and getting your dalin minim ready. So therefore, you see, it's not there's a separation. V'oda, then he says, Harei b'chala tameya mevarech b'afrashasa ve'ina nitenes likohen. The Ramban says, if you have that fresh, and nowadays we just like throw it into the, we throw chala tameya into the fire. Roishin in Hashem mitzvahs, bitruma, hafreshasam, ipasak tarimu truma lashem, v'nesina lakom, ipasak titin lo. So the Ramban argues and says it should be two separate mitzvahs, hafresha and nesina. There is a hint to the idea of the Ramban that Hafrasha and Nesina are separate based on a famous discussion in this sugya of the No Debi Yehuda. The No Debi Yehuda says, I came up with a chiddush that nobody ever has ever said before. The problem is that he didn't have a Tosfos Rid. We have a Tosfos Rid, and the Tosfos Rid says a Beferish. But the Gemara says, how much Truma do I have to give? So 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. But the language of the Gemara is Chita Achas Poteres Zakri. Right, one little bit is potters the kri. Mida oraisa, you don't have to give any just a tiny amount. Mida oraisa says that's the language of Shmuel. Chita achas poteres zakri. Says in Abihuda be medayik in that language. Says Yaradeya simin reish aleph. It's pita achas poteres zakri, but you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of nesina. So he says v'yesh li lomar bazeh davar chadash lo kadmani bazeh shum mefarish oposek. Before the afresh, it's asura b'achila. By the afresh, it's achala mina isa kfar hufka iser tevel. V'chutra isa b'achila. V'yava macher kach yachzik ba'al ha'isa es achala. Even if I never give it to the Kohen, still, I'm stealing from the Kohen, but there's still a heter of the isa. Amnam ha it's mitzvah he yikaris l'nala kohen. And that's the inyan ha-sheni shamarti yesh b'mitzvah zu. Ushnei inyanam ha-elu chalukin zemizeh. Shalifta ra'isa ein lo shir klal min ha-torah. V'yafilu mashu poter. Like it says, chita achas poter, it says akri. But for the inyan ha-sheni, you have to give it to v'chashuv. Titein lo, Therefore, chita achas would not be mekayim the mitzvah of nesina, only hafrasha. So that is the Noda Behuda in Yaradeya Simen Reish Aleph, but it's really Beferish Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid in Meseches Kedushin has this as well on Daf Nun Ches. Again, the Noda Behuda didn't have the Tosfos Rid, but that discussion of the Tosfos Rid and the Noda Behuda fits. Doesn't. It's not muchrach, but it fits with the Ramban, that it's two mitzvahs. Can you say, even according to the Ramban? Yeah, it's not muchrach like the to have to put these shitas together. But that's just a little bit about hafrasha and nesinas truma. Again, the bracha is crucial. One other point, that the fact that we make a bracha kind of might reflect that it's a mitzvah. Right, to make a bracha on a matir is a little trickier, but we have discussions of this by a number of mitzvahs, by shchita, by chalitza, netilas yadayim, and the like. But again, this is a little bit about afarsha shruma, which is brought up here, where the Gemara compares mikra megillah and kriyashma and hafrashas. And Afrasha's Truma. It is interesting, even though, that whole Mishnah about Lechadchila, those people shouldn't do the mitzvah because they can't make the bracha. Lechadchila, one shouldn't do a mitzvah if there is a potential bracha and I can't make it. If there's an other option for somebody else to make it. If I don't have a choice, I'm doing a mitzvah b'safek, so I'm not sure, okay, I do it without a bracha. But if I can make a bracha, and I don't, that's a b'di'evan, and that's why the Mishnah says here in Trumas that it shouldn't be done. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Karvalo Dikdik, the second part of the Mishnah, if somebody reads Kriya Shema, it is not medakdik, bo si oseha, machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, Yotzei, Rabbi Yehuda lo Yotzei. So Elu, Tzarech, Dikduk, what are some of the examples that need Dikduk? Al Lavavcha, when you have the last letter of a word, which is the same letter as the beginning of the next word. Esev Bisadacha, Ba'avadtem Mehera, Hakanaf Psil, even though that's a fe and a pay, Eschem Me'eretz. All of those have the same letter. Rabbi Chanina B'Shem Rav Acha Asher Nishba Hashem. Right? Pause between the Ayin and the Hashem. Why? The Haridim here is two deis. So it doesn't appear as one word. Anosho Nishba, right? The Aleph and the Ayin and the Aleph put together. So it's Hilu, it's Chaser. Nishba Donai, right? That one word instead of saying Nishba and then Shem Hashem, or one has to say the Nishba as an ayin and not as a hey, because then it Chas V'Shalom could sound like Nishba that Hashem was captured. Sure, Nishba Hashem, which also would be Kfira. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Chanina B'Shem Rav Oshia, he says the following. This is another example of having to be medaktik in what one says. Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech. We say in the morning the Birchas Kriyashma. Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech. Delo Yemar Yotzer Or Uvorei Noga. What is that referring to? Noga is a lashon of nighttime. Look in the Charedim. Klomar, Hadam Rav Oshia Dilema Yotzer Avorei Choshech Balamai Shlonomar Yotzer Or Avorei Noga. So we shouldn't say Bori Noga. The Afalpi, even though the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says Yotzer Or Avorei Choshech, Hainu, Mishanim HaPasuk Mishum Lishna Ma'alya. Right, the Pasuk says, sometimes we switch a Pasuk, Ose Shalom Uvorei Ra, and we say Ose Shalom Uvorei Esakol. So we switch that Pasuk, but we don't switch this Pasuk for euphemistic purposes. Why? The Gemara doesn't say here, but the Gemara says in the Bavli, we want to dafka say choshech, because we want to make sure that people know that we believe that there's one source and there's one God for the Yom and the Laila, for the choshech and for the Or. That's what the Gemara says in Bavli Brachos on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, lahazkir midas yom ba'layla u'midas layla ba'yom. To make sure everybody knows that the Laila and the Yom have the same source of Elokus. That's why we say we have to say Choshech. We have to say beferish that part, even though other parts we would cover up those types of words. Choshech itself is a discussion in the Rishonim whether Choshech is a separate bria. Right, Yotzer Or Uborei Choshech. It sounds like Hashem creates Choshech. The Ramban talks about that on Makas Choshech. But I'll read it from the Netziv. The Netziv says in Parshas Bereishis on the Pasuk V'alach Choshech Kara Laila. V'toz Gedola Lomar Shachoshech Inu Ela Heder Ha'or. It's a big mistake to say that darkness is just the absence of light. And he is bothered by the Ibn Ezra and the Rambam and the Ramban that all discuss this. Ela Hashem osa shnehem kemo kochos hakedusha vahatuma. Tuma and kedusha are both created by Hashem. Tuma is not just a lack of chosha, of kedusha. It's a positive. It's a positive. And that's why it says here, v'lachoshech kara laila, and yotzar ar uvare choshech, and an ar pasek. And don't ask me, well, what do you need choshech for as a bria, right? Don't you just have it when there's no ar, then there's choshech. Why can you just, that just have it? Says the Nitziv of Akfar Horino Chazal, the or ha'esh eno manhir bayom b'makom chashuch kemo balayla shavah choshech moshel. There's still a difference. Umizeh hevino anshe mayla b'shivasam b'choshech masa yom masa layla. There's a difference between nighttime as an absence versus sitting in a dark house. But when he continues, the Ramban, Arya Ramban says that usually darkness is just an absence of light, but by Makas Choshech, that was a unique situation where Hashem created darkness in that way. Maritz Chayes quotes all the sources of this on the Gemara in Chagig, which talks about the 10 items that were created on, I think, Yom Rishon, and one of them is Choshech as a creation. Okay, but here that the pasuk reflects that Yotzer Or Avarei Choshech. So again, the Yerushalmi says not to say Noga. Reb Chagai v'shem Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta Sham Sharu Lach. What is this? So the Charedim quotes from the Talmud Bavli that sometimes when the Bnei Ma'arav used to skip parts of the Parsha of Tzitzis, we mentioned that earlier, that they didn't say the whole Parsha of Tzitzis, so they said a shortened version, but they also had to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So they said a shortened tefillah, which said, Modem Anachnu Lecha, Shehotzei Sanu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, V'sharnu Lach Michamocha. So Sharnu. So our Gemara says, it has to be Sharnu, Sham Sharnu Lach, Delo Yemar Sham Hilalu Lach. Don't say Hillelu. Hallel and Shira are different types of praise. But again, every word in Lashon HaKodesh reflects something different. Right? Just because we have six words that mean praise, they're not synonyms. Right? They say every language has a lot of words about what they're into. In Italian, there are many words that mean pasta. Right? Because all different types of pasta. And in Eskimo language, there are many types of words that mean snow. In Judaism, there are many types of language that mean praise Hashem. Right, just go through Yishtabach. You have 10 of them there. So each one, though, is a little different. That has a different nuance. So our Gemara is saying, say Sharnu and don't say Hillelu. Reb Levi, Reb Abdima, Dechaifa, B'Shem Reb Levi, Bar Tzisi, Tzorach Lahatas, Laman Tizkeru. Make sure you say Laman Tizkeru and not Tizkeru. It shouldn't be sound like Laman Tizkeru so that you get Schar. Right, because the Mishnah says in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, not to do mitzvos, Amanas lekabel schar. That's why we have to make sure it says tizkeru and not tizkeru. Reb Yona, there is a big discussion in the Mefarshim. There are a number of Gemaras throughout Shas where it seems like schar was involved. Right, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavches in the Bavli. Reb Zerik Yavi Chalish Migirsi. When Reb Zerik got weak, Havi Ozov Yasva Pischal Reb Nosson Bartuvi used to go sit out at by the door of the base Medrash. Omar, he used to say Ki Chafi Rabbanan Oz Eki Mikamayu. When the Rabbanan go by, I'm going to get up in front of them Ba'kabal Agra and I'll get schar. Or the Gemara Vodazar Daf Yud Zayin, right? The Rebchina Reb Yonason, we're talking about which street to go down. Go down a street past the base Avodazara or a base Zonos. So one of them says, let's go past the base Zonos so we can be Kofesh Aryetzer in the Kabel Agra. Right? And get Schar. So there are a number of Gemaras like this. And the most popular answer given to these problems, to these unusual cases, is that Reb Avadi Yosef has this on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that when it's something that one has to do, then you have to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. You have to do it because that's what Hashem says. When there's something voluntary, when there's a voluntary mitzvah that you don't have to do, then you could do it for schar. Then you could do it for schar. And that's what all of these cases, one kid fits into that case. And he even quotes from the Vilna Gaon, the Gra says, maybe a ger, the whole existence of a ger, he could do it for schar because that's all voluntary. He didn't have to become Jewish. And that's, you can look at all the Mefarshim there in the Anafes Avos on Pirkei Avos. We continue. Rav Yonah b'shem Rav Chisda Tzorach Lahatis Kili Olam Chasto. Also, one has to enunciate properly Kili Olam Chasto because Bahalel Uepsukim, right? The Pnei Moshe says, whenever you say that pasuk, to Lishtama Chasto. Shouldn't be like we're choshed, we have concerns and we don't trust. Kilolam chasdo, his chshad is forever. Okay, and the Tosfos about in the Bavli, Tesvav Mabez, he quotes other pages that we should have with other words. Tani in Mavir, Levnei Ateva, one shouldn't have somebody daven as the chazin, lo chayfanim, lo beishanim, not people from Haifa or Beit Shan, velo tivonin, mevdei shein osin hein, because they don't pronounce properly. Shein osin hein chesin, ve'einin einin, alas and ayins, chesin heis, imhay loshono arach mutter, but if he knows how to say it, mutter. Look in the Gilyonos of the Stipler that's printed with the Yerushalmi of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he quotes that, what's the chiddush of this line? That you don't say lo plug. You don't say lo plug. Everybody from Haifa, everybody, no, it wasn't a din. It was just that, a good idea, because they don't say it properly. But if you have somebody who trained themselves and said it properly, even from these places, it's okay. Fine. Hakar lemarfei lo yatzah, if somebody says it backwards or out of order, lo yatzah. So again, we've said, if you say that parashi is out of order, that's okay. If one says the psukim out of order, so then that's this discussion. And we say maybe lo yatsa. You say the words out of order, so that's that was that Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel that seemed to say that was a havamina. The other Rishonim are bothered how that could be such a havamina. But at least most of the Rishonim say it's talking about the psukim. Hakor lemarfei lo yatsa. Rav Yona Amar. Tana Rav Nachman Bar Ada, Rav Yosi Omer, Tana Nachman Saba. So either Rav Yonah said Tana Rav Nachman Bar Ada or Rav Nachman Saba. V'hayu Kedera Chavayasan Yehu. V'hayu teaches me that it has to be in order. Kedera Chavayasan Yehu. Tani Afa Halo B'Kriyas Megillah Kain. We thought also by Halo and Megillah, it also has to be in order. Nicha B'Kriyas Megillah. I understand that Kriyas Megillah has to be in order. Why? D'chsiv Ba Kichsavam. Right, so you have to say Kichsavam as it's written. And also the Baali Musar say, Megillah has to be in order because it all has to do with its, the events happen in order, and that's how you see the Yad Hashem. Baram Behalelya, what about Hallel? How do you know by Hallel that it has to be in order? Begin to chsiv, because it says, Mimizach Shem, Hashem Mavo, Muhul Hashem Hashem. Because it says, from the sun's rising, Ad Mavo, Muhul Hashem Hashem, Hashem's name should be blessed based on, like the sun rises. So Mach, Mami, no, how does that pasuk teach me anything? So that we'll have to wait for tomorrow to explain that pasuk. How does that pasuk in Hallel teach me that you have to say Hallel in order? Okay, we will stop here.